so we were back to the black market bread scheme. Goblin turned up.
Pretty exciting stuff happening over there.
Yeah, like what?
I got up on the wall over there for a while. Mogaba's guys weren't worried about getting caught letting me peek. He led this raid in person.
Just tell us about it,
One Eye grumbled.
You all the time got to flap on about stuff that...
A huge bug landed in One Eye's mouth. Goblin's smirk hinted that he might have been involved in the insect's errant navigation.
That Doge character can tell you more than me. Some of his guys snuck out there behind Mogaba's gang.
Why?
I think Mogaba was trying to bushwhack Spinner. But he stumbled into Lady instead.
You're shitting me.
When that bunch of flare balls went up, there she was. Her and about 15 guys. They were right outside the camp gate, practically crawling over Mogaba's mob. At least that's what I heard. I didn't see it myself.
So where's Uncle Doge?
Probably checking in with the speaker.
Probably. Yeah. Look, we've got a bunch of deserters from the first. See if some will sneak back to find out more.
Here comes Chunky Boy now.
We talked right in front of Ty Day, like he was deaf. Or like we didn't care squat what he heard. Uncle Doge brought a couple other Nguyen Bao. They surrounded another Chunky Boy. This one, a wide little Taglian. He seemed more prisoner than companion, though no weapons were in evidence. It amazed me that Uncle Doge could climb to the ramparts without breathing hard. Maybe he used some wild sorcery that stole Weezer's breath. That sounded like something out of the Goonie myth book.
What have you got, Uncle?
I stared at the squat Taglian. He was indifferent to my gaze.
An outsider. The speaker sent Ban and Bin to watch the black men, who wanted to attack the Shadow Master himself. But they ran into others from the outside, pursuing a similar goal. This one left his party and joined those running for the wall when the flares went up. The outsider group may have been betrayed intentionally, so this one could become separated in the confusion.
I continued to study the outsider. He was a Goonie, more stockily built than anyone in these parts. Maybe he worked at that. He seemed possessed of a powerful arrogance. I asked, "Is there anything special about him?" Uncle Doge seemed strongly interested in him, too.
He bears the mark of Kadi.
That took a moment.
Oh, yeah.
In the books from the catacombs, Kadi was an alternate or regional name for Kina. There were quite a few of those. If you say so, I don't see it myself, point it out. Uncle Doge's eyes narrowed. He drew a deep breath, exasperated.
Even now, you refuse to reveal